Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A wildfire is endangering some of the largest trees in the world. At Yosemite National Park, the lives of several 2,000-year-old trees may depend on the next 48 hours as firefighters battle to protect a grove of giant sequoias. Garrett Dickman is there. He's forest ecologist at the park in Yosemite. Garrett, thanks for joining us.
Hello to you.
I understand the wildfire began last Thursday. What is the risk now to the sequoia groves? You're right there.
You know, those first 48 hours, the grove was most at risk, but firefighters have been working aggressively to try to contain and keep the blaze out of the grove. Luckily, they've had almost 50 years of prescribed fire history to work off of, so they've been really successful so far. But, you know, we still have another 48 hours where it's going to be, could be touch and go with this hotter, drier weather coming in.
Some of these trees that you're around right now go back to BC. Yet in the past couple of years, 20% or so have been wiped out due to fires. I imagine there are multiple reasons for this.
There are. It's a combination of a century of fire suppression. So there's considerable buildup of fuels around these trees. And then, you know, climate change. These fires are coming in hotter and much faster. And then the fuels on the ground are much drier than they historically would be. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch there happening simultaneously.
The sequoia trees, they have a fair amount of protection to start out with, yeah? Thick bark and branches that are very tall.
They have considerable amount of protection against fire, and they're well adapted for it. They're just not adapted for the fires that are hitting them now. They're used to flame lengths that are a few inches to a few feet tall, and that thick bark is great for that. But, you know, in the past couple of years, they've had flames that exceed the height of the tree. I've watched 200-foot tall trees be dwarfed by flames. And so they're just not built for anything like that. Nothing is.
Yeah. Well, sequoias are the largest tree in the world. For those of us who will never get to go to where you are, what is lost if these trees go?
I mean, I think you should go to them, and that's what I'm telling everybody, is go experience mm-hmm. these trees. Each single tree is entirely precious. So this has been passed on to us from generations before, and it's our job to pass them on into the future. And you can look at a tree and you know, pick that time in history. You could say, well, that tree was born on the same day as Jesus, and that one was born on the same day as Caesar. You could think of your family's generations in the lineage of these trees. You know, it might be 100 generations in my family for a single tree. And it's just, it's hard to put yourself in the spot of time.
Yeah, no, I'm starting to get it. What these trees have seen over time, as it were.
These trees have seen so much over the course of their history. And, you know, they've seen hundreds of fires in the course of their life, and they've lived through all of them. They're just not living through the ones there right now. So that's why it's so important to take the actions now to protect them.
Garrett Dickman is a forest ecologist at Yosemite National Park. Garrett, thanks for the time, and our best to you and your team.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.